Week one of the 2021 Iowa high school football season will pit Wright County rivals Clarion Goldfield Dawes in Eagle Grove against one another in Eagle Grove. In the quick stats varsity bound era, the Cowboys have an 8-5 series lead over their Western rival and won last season's matchup by a score of 76-0. Eagle Grove's last win came in 2017 by a score of 13-12. Clarion Goldfield and Dawes will look to begin the Caleb Vogel era on the right note. Vogel, a former assistant for the Cowboys and for his native Linmar Lions, will have some key pieces to replace from 2020, but will have some key returnees as well in running back Nevin Foss, receivers Cody Olson and Jackson Carpenter, as well as junior Kale Kirstein and seniors Aiden Harrington and Garrett Seba. The quarterback battle is currently being waged by Preston Gardner and Ethan Traub. Eagle Grove looked to score its first gridiron win since 2017 against their county rivals in Clarion Goldfield Dawes. Logan Willard enters year two without a victory, but a squad returning some important pieces could break that spell on Friday. The Eagles return sophomore quarterback Jake Jeske, who started every game as a freshman in 2020. Jeske does lose top target Preston Huntley, but returns a good chunk of production that surrounded him in 2020, including Roberto Callis, Blake Morgan, and Tate Richardson. The Eagles only see your pair of linemen graduate, but return new seniors in Isaac Olson and Tyler Hansen. Kickoff is slated for 7 p.m. on Friday, August 27th in Eagle Grove. The Webster City Lynx come into the 2021 regular season ranked 4th in the initial Radio Iowa poll. The Lynx, while losing some key pieces, have Unidome dreams in their sights for the 2021 season, but will have to shore up as members of the new Class 4A. The Lynx open with longtime rival Humboldt on Friday night, a series that has Webster City with an 8-2 lead since 2010. Webster City won last year's matchup 21-14. The last win by Humboldt came in 2018 with a 21-0 shutout. The Lynx are replacing key pieces to the 2020 playoff team, such as quarterback Chase Rattenborg, running back Trey Matthews, and two-way players Tyler Olson and Jack Van Deest. However, the Lynx return a bulk of their offensive line from a season ago, as well as running back C.J. Hissler. The quarterback competition has seemingly come down to a three-man battle between juniors Ty McKinney and Austin Mason and sophomore Brian Claver. Replacing Trey Matthews is also a large question, but C.J. Hissler seems ready to step into his role, leaving younger backs such as Jackson Cherry and Connor Hansen and Devon Stokes as possibilities to fill the void. Senior tight end J.J. Moore will look to be one of the anchors on the offensive line. The Humboldt Wildcats will look to build off of a 5-4 campaign in 2020 that saw the Wildcats within arm's reach of nearly every game on their schedule. Humboldt lost three of their four games on their schedule by a combined 17 points, with the outlier being a 31-14 loss to Ballard Huxley. The Wildcats returned dual-threat quarterback Cade Mattson, who was one of two quarterbacks in Class 3A to pass for 1,000 yards and rush for 1,000 yards last season, along with West Delaware quarterback Jared Voss. Mattson does return a pair of big weapons in the passing game, with receivers Jacob Heyer and Nolan Lammers. Kickoff for Webster City and Humboldt is slated for 7 p.m. at Lynx Field on Friday, August 27th. The South Hamilton Hawks come into the 2021 season looking to maintain the excellence they have made on the gridiron and will look to start the season with a big win over their longtime rivals, the Roland Story Norsemen. South Hamilton holds a 6-4 lead in the series since 2008, but Roland Story holds the all-time mark at 28-20 dating back to 1970. South Hamilton won last year's meeting by a final of 42-8 against the Norsemen team that didn't win a game in 2020. Roland Story's last win in the series came in 2016 by a final score of 37-7. The Hawks come into this Week 1 matchup looking to carve their own identity in 2021 after graduating a wildly successful senior class. This group of seniors, led by Austin Bush, Tyson Barkema, and Elijah Balderas, among others, has the talent to yet again compete for a district title. Sophomore Tajerdan Johnson is likely to take the reins from Freddie Lewis at quarterback, setting up South Hamilton with a young signal caller. The Hawks' offensive line, anchored by senior tackle Brent Greenfield and junior guard Carter Ballvance, will look to lead a unit that punishes defensive lines. The Roland Story Norsemen come into Week 1 with heads and hopes held high from a major jump from Year 1 to Year 2 under head coach Matt Finn. The Norsemen found their quarterback for the future halfway through the 2020 season and then junior Quinn Ante. Ante, now a senior, will have some serious weapons to throw to into the Norsemen spread offense, with receivers Luke Patton, Carter Flatabo, and Will Bunn. Roland Story is looking to replace running back Zach Twett and Caden Sporletter. South Hamilton and Roland Story will kick off at 7 p.m. at Taylor Field in Jewell. With Local Sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.